Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Did somebody say Jacquees Webster is out here trying to promote a project?
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
Safe to say people who have listened to the podcast already know where I'm going with this. But I will let you know that I am going to objectively cover the project without letting you know all the things I've been saying about Travis Scott. Because ultimately, it's all about the music, right? It's all about Jack Boys too. Like, I don't want to just talk about the other things I've been talking about for quite some time to showcase that he's not the greatest human being in the world, right? So we're just going to leave that to the side and focus on the Jack Boys 2 rollout. So with that being said, I'm going to leave out the fact that in August 2015, Lollapalooza, Travis Scott was arrested for disorderly conduct, of course, after urging fans to jump security barricades. I'm going to leave out the fact that in 2017, in my hometown, mind you, well, not hometown, but my home state, mind you, in Arkansas, Travis Scott was arrested and charged with inciting a riot and ultimately pled guilty to disorderly conduct as part of the plea deal with the other charges dismissed. Mm-mm-mm. So these were only two of the incidents where he pleaded guilty. There was many more where he incited a riot, allegedly. Because, you know, of course, he didn't plead guilty. But at the end of the day, I wanted to give out the actual dates where he did plead guilty to disorderly conduct. So, you know, I just wanted to leave that out because I really want to focus on the music, right? That's what you're here for. Obviously, for Travis Scott fans, I know y'all love when I cover Travis Scott's music. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, I also want to leave out the fact that all of that led up to the Astroworld fiasco. Because if you think about it, why in the world would Jacquees Webster stop a show while people are dying? You know what I'm saying? Like, on God's green earth, people are out here dying in a whole travesty as far as November 5th, 2021, and the Astroworld Festival in Houston, Texas, that resulted in 10 people dying, ages from 9 to 27. And those were concluded as deaths, as far as 10 deaths, right? But there was hundreds of injuries throughout that concert. And did Travis Scott stop the concert? Of course not. So I'm just going to leave out the Astroworld fiasco and how Travis Scott just ultimately gave one of the worst apologies I've ever seen in the history of PR management, right? And then, I want to focus on the Jack Boys 2 project. So I'm also going to leave out the fact that he did stop a show. One time he did stop a show. When did this happen? Of course, shout out to the documentary for bringing this to my attention, because at the end of the day, if you don't know, there's a whole documentary, because I wanted to leave this out. So I'm just going to leave out the fact that there's a whole documentary currently titled Trainwreck, the Astroworld Tragedy, that is on Netflix currently, right? It just came out not too long ago. Literally talks about the firsthand account from survivors, medics, and event workers, and the documentary explores the 2021 Astroworld Festival disaster and its consequences. If you want to see the entire thing, go to Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see what it actually looks like. But ultimately, I just wanted to leave this out because I actually just want to focus on the project, right? So I'm not even going to talk about the documentary and how it documents a lot of things I've been saying throughout my coverage of Travis Scott and Notorious Mass Effect, which is showcase just the level of sensitivity that people do not have when it comes to artists cultivating a certain environment that leads to people's deaths, right? And then when they do stop shows, it's for a shoe. I kid you not, ladies and gentlemen. Travis Scott, which is in the documentary, but I had to talk about this. Travis Scott once stopped the show because a fan tried to steal his shoe.
But then, you know what I'm saying?
This happened in 2015 at the Open Air Festival in Switzerland. and he basically climbed on a security barrier to identify the person and encourage the crowd to, quote, beat him up.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
Now, of course, this incident resurfaced because of the documentary of the Astroworld fiasco, because it was basically showing the insensitivity of Jacquees in the way he does not care about certain people the way that his fans think they care about him or think he cares about them, right? So that's why I bring it to light every single time that Jacquees Webster drops a project, because I will not let it go until we get an absolute authentic apology. Because, ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell you right now, as far as artists in this game of musical chairs, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors behind the scenes. Jacquees Webster is one of the worst human beings I've seen in the music industry as far as the Astroworld Festival, what had happened, and how he handled it. There's so many different ways he could have handled it. I've given a bunch of ways he should have handled it. And, of course, the half-asleep apology is the best he could do. So with that being said, you know, if you're okay with that, you know what I mean, let's get to the music, right? Travis Scott is putting out a project titled Jack Boys 2, and ultimately, this is going to have Don Toliver on it, that you, if you don't know, is under Cactus Jack, which is Travis Scott's.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today. Save big money
at Menards. Label, Don Toliver, Sheck Wester under his label. It's produced by Cardo. The sample, as far as the specific track 2000 Excursion, that is sampling Kanye West's track Power. And when it comes to the music video, I'm playing one of the snippets, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify, the city video along with the audio. But currently, he is promoting this specific project. And let's just say the first post on his IG, I cannot play that. You know what I'm saying? As far as the imagery, some would say that the graphics is way better than the actual music that he's previewing. But I'm just going to let you watch the first post on his IG account, and then you can thank me later. But as far as the second snippet of Jack Boys 2, I could definitely play it in its entirety. So as far as this album, a lot of people are saying it's coming out soon. I would not get your hopes up, because Travis Scott is a habitual liar. And at the end of the day, when it comes to him talking about certain things as far as the release date, you never know when this is actually going to drop. Because I remember, let me see, when did I talk about this? I remember talking about Jack Boys 2 May 2nd of this year. It is July 9th, and he's still talking about Jack Boys 2. I promise you that Jack Boys 2 is not that convoluted to construct to take that amount of time. Right, as far as a marketing rollout, I think what happened was he knew that documentary was coming out, and ultimately he's gonna have to play a certain PR game to get around it. And then, of course, not even to mention my Pusha T coverage. Pusha T had enough of Jacquees himself. He said to himself, Jacquees Webster is one of the phoniest human beings on planet Earth. Literally, Pusha T came out and was like, he will bend over backwards for anybody.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
And at the end of the day, if he's bending over backwards for anybody, that means he will go to whichever team he sees fit. Remember when he was on stage asking Leland Wayne and Demon to play that track, as far as it was a Not Like Us track, the Like That track. Jacquees was out there like, hey, please play that track, play that track. And of course, Metro played Like That, but cut out the Kendrick verse because he wasn't going to let Jacquees have that moment. But then you come to realize, even before that, he was so close to Kanye. And then when Drake came out with all the smoke in the world for his mentor, he put him on one of the greatest hip hop tracks of all time, as far as Sicko Mode, where, if you don't know, the whole crep up the block, take a left, all that stuff was literally detailing how to get from his house to Kim Kardashian's house. If you don't believe me, just look at the lyrics, because I ain't got time to pull it up. Jacquees Webster bends over backwards for anybody. One of the worst human beings in the musical industry. But to keep it more, to keep it 8 more than 92, he does make solid music. So with that being said, if you don't care about all the people dying in the astral world, if you're very insensitive and have low moral qualifications for humans, then Jacquees Webster is probably your guy, right? So Jack Boys 2 is coming out at some point. You know, he says it's coming out soon, but nobody believes him. 21 Savage is apparently supposed to be on the album. I think that's going to be phenomenal, especially showcasing why this album probably took as long as it did, because apparently he has 21 Savage, Glorilla, Vibes Cartella, Vibes Cartel, Waka Flocka Flame, and others. Now, these are just rumors. Take it with a grain of salt. But at the end of the day, I do believe when it comes to Travis Scott, he does make solid music. So I don't ever want that to get lost in translation. I'm never just going to be a straight up hater and be like, oh, he's making trash. He's making some fire music, which is making these people act out like this, as far as them completely just acting like Daredevil when it comes to the things that he's been doing in the past. So yeah, with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias, what do you think about my completely objective coverage of Jacquees Webster? And at the end of the day, are you excited for Jack Boys 2? And do you or could you not care less about the Astroworld Festival?
Class is now in session. And the UPS store is here to help you ace arriving on campus. Our certified packing experts can pack everything you need, from desktops to decor. Plus, when you pack and ship with us, you get our exclusive pack and ship guarantee. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Restrictions and limitations apply. To get a 20% off packing coupon and for full details, visit theupsstore.com/packing.